Welcome back to another podcast. Well, today's interview is all about resilience. It's about overcoming mental health issues, suicide, and fighting back. And it's an incredible interview, actually, and a great privilege of interviewing this guy. Well, the guy's name you're going to listen to in a moment is a guy called Jim Reed. I met him on a swim camp. I was training, and just a phenomenal story from severe mental health issues after breaking his back at work, being addicted to drugs, the pain-killing drugs, and losing so much, ending up living back with his parents, and what he battled through to overcome all this. And you're going to hear all the interview now, but this is it. It's a really inspirational interview, so I hope you enjoy it. Over to the interview now. So, Jim Reed, welcome to the podcast, sir.
Brilliant. How's it going, mate? All good here?
Very good. Very good indeed. So, look, we're here. We're going to be talking about mindset and overcoming challenges, building resilience. You know, when people hear your story, they'll be thinking, wow, that's you know, quite a serious. And they've heard the intro as well. They'll think that's huge. How can that relate to being business? But we all face challenges. Every day can be a challenge sometimes. You never know when things can crop up. And in life, you know, we're never in control of life. We can get sideswiped at any corner. We just don't know. But it's about building resilience. So just tell the listeners some of your story, your backstory, because there's an awful lot of mental issues, mental health issues, and how you overcame that. I mean, it's phenomenal, really.
Yeah. Okay. So, so basically, guys, I in 2015, again, you know, some people may have heard my backstory, but in 2015, I had quite a bad accident at work, and I ended up with 4 fractured vertebrae in my back, 4 completely prolapsed discs, spinal cord from compression. This was all in my lumbar spine. And I was, you know, I was in a bit of a bad way, really, with it. Really, really serious spinal injuries. I ended up with a brain hemorrhage as well. So yeah, there was a massive, massive injuries to my spine, which was made a lot worse by sort of being treated quite bad at the time by some paramedics and things. They didn't put me on the spinal board. They told me to get up, and you know, I used the term lightly, stop being a wuss or a Jesse, and told me to get up and get going. And this is the man thing behind it. Get up and be a man. Just stop sort of playing around. So yeah, it was all made a lot worse by that. Had some quite bad injuries, and I ended up actually not being able to walk and being bed bound and using a wheelchair the specialist said to me that, you know, with the right surgery, I would walk again, but how well, they didn't know. So, yeah, it was a bit of a mixture of emotions going on, really. So I didn't really know I would walk properly again, albeit they said I probably will, but they're not sure. So, yeah, it was a bit of a hectic sort of few weeks for sure. But so ended up sort of bedridden for, it ended up being about a year and a half to 2 years where I really struggled, being bedridden, really struggling with obviously pain, not being able to feel my legs. And again, you know, there's all sorts of things that happened in the background with my accident. My partner of 8 years decided to leave me because she didn't want to be with somebody. Again, I use the term lightly, somebody that's she used the word crippled and in a wheelchair. So yeah, there was a lot going on.
That must have been incredibly hard. I mean, if you were talking about kicking someone when they're down, that must have been incredibly hard. So how, you know, where was your kind of head at this place?
So yeah, basically, I mean, as you know, the all the accident and all the things that happened, I really struggled with my mental health quite bad. So yeah, obviously, when all this happened, I was quite strong at first. I was quite sort of, yeah, okay, this has happened. I'll be fine. because I didn't really have much to do with mental health and I didn't understand it at the time, because I was in, worked in a very old-fashioned engineering job where you've got to be a man and you've just got to get on with things. So at first I sort of didn't really believe what was happening to me mentally. So yeah, at first it was fine. I was like, okay, yeah, right. I'll just get on with it. It'll be fine. And then things started to deteriorate with my partner leaving me. I lost my home, my job, you know, my dog that I'd had with her as well. That was, pets are quite a part of the family. So I lost absolutely everything, had to move back in with my parents. They had to look after me and basically be my carers. So mentally, everything started to deteriorate. My head sort of really, I really struggled with my mental health, with depression and I developed, again, now I understand it. At the time I didn't, but now I understand it. I developed really sort of really bad anxiety, really bad deep depression. And also, again, I didn't understand it at the time, but as things have moved on, I actually had quite bad PTSD from the original accident. So yeah,
what was the original? If you don't mind me asking, or you okay to tell you, what was the original accident?
Yeah, okay. So I'm pretty open about talking about it. So I was an engineer, and we was lifting a large piece of equipment down five flights of stairs. It was a big motor. It was about 400 kilograms.
Wow.
It's quite a heavy piece of kit. It was an awkward size as well. That was the thing. It was awkward to maneuver. We had no lifting gear, like I mentioned before. It was a very old-fashioned place. We had no proper safety equipment. So we were swinging this motor, trying to get it down five flights of stairs between two of us. So we were swinging it off pipes in the ceiling with some lifting equipment. And basically, long story short, this motor swung, and as I spun round, it hit me in the back and sent me maybe about 6 or 7 meters flying across the floor. And now the worst bit was, again, being a sort of a man's environment. The worst bit was I'd done something. And I actually sort of got up. My mate that I was with helped me up and sort of said, "Are you okay?" "Yes, I'm fine," which is the mistake that I made.
Yeah.
And we carried on dragging this motor across the floor with rope. So we each had a bit of rope each over the shoulder, and we dragged this 400 kilogram motor across the floor. And I got about a meter, and then I just collapsed. That was it. Couldn't feel my legs. I'd lost my bladder, lost my bowels, couldn't feel anything below my waist. I was shaking. I was being sick. So yeah, that was probably the worst. I think it was adrenaline that maybe got me up from the original accident. So yeah, the worst thing I did was carry on. So yeah, it was quite an intense couple of minutes.
God, that's incredible. Yeah. So fast forwarding, to the way where we left on the story. So yeah, the PTSD, I'm not surprised, something like that. That's just huge, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I obviously didn't really understand it at the time. So again, I was quite I think against mental health was the word. I'm just very, very, I didn't know much about it. Uneducated, very uneducated. I didn't know what was happening to me. I was having these sort of night terrors and I was shaking, curled up in a ball, crying, I just didn't know what was happening. And it was obviously a mixture of again, when I went to see specialists and therapists and psychotherapy and hypnotherapy, it was, again, I had quite a bad mixture of PTSD, real bad anxiety. I'd got myself into a massive deep depression. And also, which a lot of people don't know, because I don't talk about it a lot, is I'd actually got myself hooked on prescription medication. So again, that didn't help, because obviously after my accident, they just prescribed all this medication. And I was hooked on it and I was actually addicted to it. So yeah, I had a vicious concoction.
You literally went for it all. You can look back and laugh, but like, man alive. And I'm not surprised.
I sort of laugh about it, make a bit of a joke about it now, because I just think, God, like, you know, I can't believe what happened, and it just all spiraled like a roller coaster, and it was just everything that happened to me could have happened to me. You know, even the brain hemorrhage that I ended up with. You know, I just thought, oh God, can anything else hit me here? What?
Yeah. You know, what can if there was a checklist, I think you would have pretty much ticked every box.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's, I don't know if everyone's, start again. If anyone has ever asked you this,
yeah,
I do believe there are no accidents. Everything has a purpose. Have you seen the gift in what has happened?
Well, yeah, basically the answer is yes, I have. So again, I'll go into it a little bit, but obviously, you know, Simon, that, I'm now working with Adam Walker. You know, I've swam these amazing swims, you know, Coniston end to end. I did 15 kilometres in the Lake District. I've done Channel Relay. I've just done Jersey to France a few weeks ago. I've changed my career. I've changed my life. I've changed my job. I've been asked to be an ambassador for men's mental health. I'm having this documentary done on me at the minute, hopefully for Channel 4 and BBC 3 and a few others. So, yeah, basically, if I sort of do sit there and think, and I learned this with therapy, you know, it's a special thing that's happened to me, because if this hadn't have happened, then I wouldn't be doing what I'd be doing now. I'd be miserable. I'd be still at the same job that I didn't like. You know, the same people that would drag you down every day. So I have seen this gift in what happens. Yes, albeit I do struggle with things today. You know, like PTSD doesn't go away. I still struggle with that. But it's been a tough road. But I mean, gosh, look where I've got to, and look at the gift that I've been given. I can now
see amazing. People. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I had the pleasure of meeting you at one of Adam's swim camps. You know, and that's why we're speaking now. It's and I've been following what you've been doing, and it is amazing. But I mean, the real dark side of this, there was a time when you tried to attempt to take your own life, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. So again, with that, I'm quite sort of open now. It took me a long time.
And just to actually interrupt, Jim, this is incredibly brave of you to talk about this, and I really appreciate that. I mean, vulnerability is a strength.
I think with men, you know, it's a bit of a taboo subject, and you know, guys especially, you know, they don't talk about these things. They just sort of have to get on with it. So yeah, I mean, I think it was about two and a half years, I would say, after my accident. I attempted to take my own life. I didn't make a big deal out of it. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't speak to anybody. I used it as, you know, and I always say this, I wanted to escape. I just didn't want to be in pain anymore. And I look back and think, God, that's so selfish with my parents and people that love me. But at the time, I was just in that much pain. I was taking 50 tablets a day. I was really struggling to walk. I'd got sort of moving again, but not very well. And I just thought that I can't do this anymore. I need to, and basically I just used it as an escape. And I had a massive overdose, because obviously I've got access, you know, I can send you a photo of my medication drawer. I had massive access to some pretty strong medication. And luckily for me, I vomited quite a lot. And my neighbour actually found me on the floor outside. I must have crawled outside. And luckily, she turned me over and I'd vomited a lot. And a lot of it had actually come back up. So, you know, yeah, it was a very dark time for me. It was quite upsetting. And I do get emotional about talking about
it. Well, you know, it is. Hopefully no one ever goes, who's listening to this now, has to go through that kind of pain. But as I started off, you know, about building resilience, what do you use anything that, or do from the stories and what you've told us, do you use any of that to add as the ingredients for going, well, you know, when you come across a challenge, you think, I did all that. I got myself better.
Yeah.
I did that. Well, I can definitely do this.
Yeah, so it's quite funny you should mention that, actually. So a couple of weeks ago, I did Jersey to France as a relay with a couple of guys. And into the third hour when I was swimming, and the hypnotherapy taught me this, and also the psychotherapy, my back twisted in the third hour, and I couldn't feel my right leg. And I was in the middle of the sea, you know, and I thought, oh, goodness, you know, what am I going to do here? And basically, like you just mentioned then, the hypnotherapy and the psychotherapy that I've had, people have said to me, Jim, you know, when you get in these situations, and this is with anybody in life, anything that people have been through, you know, I sat there and thought, nothing is going to be as bad now, right now, this very second, than when you broke your back. And when you was going through all the, you know, the attempted suicide, brain hemorrhage, the spinal injuries, nothing is ever going to be that bad ever again, especially with swimming. You know, it's warm out, one arm in front of the other. And I just sat there and I thought, nothing is going to hurt as much as it did back then. And I got through that. I managed to get through all that miraculously. So come on, just keep swimming. Just keep going. One arm in front of the other. And away you go.
I can hear that from Adam saying that, just one arm in front of the other. And I have that when I'm doing a distance swim as well.
Yeah, a bit of Adam rubbing off on me. But I use this in everyday life. So if something happens and I think, oh, you know, this is just, why is this happening to me? And because I have had a lot of stuff, and it's like the PTSD night terrors. You know, I still have those. I had one actually a couple of weeks ago and I was in a bit of a mess with it. But I just sit there and think, hang on a minute, you've got through this before, you've broke your back, you've miraculously sort of turned your life around. Come on, you can get through this. It's just one night where you have this real bad PTSD-induced sort of terror. You know, you can get on with this. And I use that, like I say, Simon, like I mentioned, I use the negative experiences that I've been through to turn it around.
It's amazing. I'm proud to know you, mate. I really am. It's phenomenal. So, I mean, what is the future looking like for Jim Reid?
So yeah, it's looking really good. Actually, it's looking really bright. I've got this documentary coming out at the end of the year into 2021 January 2022. Sorry, January. So that's looking really cool. It's following my journey, and I talk a lot about men's mental health in that. So I've got that coming out. I'm now doing the swim coaching with Adam. I've changed my career completely from an engineer to this, and then also I've been asked to be a men's mental health ambassador, so to help other guys that you know, are really struggling and they can't, you know, they haven't got anybody to talk to. So yeah, it's completely changed, and it's a bit of a gift really that I've now got, that I've gone through this. You know, don't get me wrong, it's just been awful what I've been through, but now I can help others. I can say to other men, women, whatever, I can say, look, this is what I've been through. Look what I've been through. And me, a normal person, you know, there's nothing extraordinary about me. I'm just a normal person that really didn't believe in himself, and I've managed to get through all this, and look what I'm doing now. You know, I'm going, I've got the paper in front of me, I've just been in the paper, you know, and I'm reading it thinking, I can't believe this. I can't believe that, you know, all this, these amazing things are happening to me, and I'm just a normal, regular guy. So yeah, I'll just say to people, you know, you can turn your life around, and it's okay to be scared and try something different that you're not really, you know, you're worried about, or you don't want to do it. You know, just go for it. What is the worst that will happen? What is the worst thing that will happen to you? Yeah. And I'm going through it now, and it's just incredible. What a journey I'm having. You know, it's just amazing.
What I think is lovely about you is, when I first met you, you are very humble. Look at me, I'm the big I am. There's none of that. And this is what I think, what's so beautiful about this. And I think with anything, when there's an adversity, but if you're looking at it from gratitude, and what you were just saying just then, you are filled with humility and gratitude. It's lovely. It really is.
Yeah. We joke about, I've heard it a couple of times now, and I can't, I sort of ignore it a bit, but we was down south with my training partner, Simon Hagger, and like he was explaining to people sort of my background. And I just said, oh, yeah, I just had I'd had a bit of an accident a few years ago, but I'm all right now. And Simon was sort of joking, saying, Jim, you've been a little bit humble. Like, you've been a little bit humble there.
I had a hurty finger a couple of years ago.
I said, I had an accident, but I'm all right now, sort of thing. I don't want to sort of be that person that says, look at me. You know, I just want to help people. I just want people to understand they're not alone. And, you know, it's like the drug addiction thing. You know, I was alone with that and I had some pretty dark times. And if I had somebody to talk to, I just think it would have been a lot different. So to help people.
So, I mean, what would you say? What actually got you through? What was the turning point then that made you need to stop?
I think for me, the turning point was the attempted suicide, because it almost, you know, it was pretty close to not being here anymore. And I spoke to the doctors at hospital when I went, because obviously I went into hospital and things, and they said obviously if I hadn't vomited and things like that. So I that was a massive turning point for me, and I love my parents so much. They, you know, they looked after me when I had this accident. Even they bathed me, took me to the toilet, and that was a turning point for me. I sat and thought, God, Jim, that was so selfish. You need to work hard for your parents, because they've been there for you going through this, and you've just selfishly basically not wanted to be here anymore, not even thought about anybody else. So, but obviously I've learned now, at the time, you know, you don't think about that at the time. You just don't want to be here anymore.
Of course not.
So that was the turning point for me, where I sat there and I thought, right, come on, let's do the physio, let's do the surgery, let's do the acupuncture, let's do the hydrotherapy, let's do the, you know, let's do all this stuff. Because people don't realise that, like, the hypnotherapy, the hydrotherapy, the physio, they just think, oh, yeah, Jim just goes to hydrotherapy and physio. It was every week for 5 years. And it gets relentless, absolutely relentless. Yeah. And you just don't want to go. So that attempted suicide was a turning point for me, where I was like, come on, you know, let's sort your life out. And I really made the effort to have the surgeries, the procedures, the physio, the hydrotherapy, the counselling, the therapy, you know, all that sort of stuff. So that was the turning point for me. I woke up in hospital and I thought, right.
Well, you know, your neighbour's the angel in this then.
We joke about it now, you know, we joke about it. It's finding me on the front sort of lawn. We joke about it now. She's an angel. And again, like you just mentioned, I feel like everything happens for a reason. Everything happens. And I just feel like this has happened to me. Even the attempted suicide, vomiting, that happened for a reason. So now I'm here, I'm alive to help. And I feel like it's happened because I now want to help people. I want to help people in the same or similar situations to what I was. And that is the reason why I'm here.
Oh, that's fantastic. So look, Jim, I've got a few more questions for you. Tell me something that not many people know about you.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. This is a bit of a tester.
Here we go. Yeah. Now keep it clean.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a few odd things, but so everyone sort of sees me as a swimmer, because that's what I guess my social media is all about now. But basically, what people maybe don't know was I was an absolute talented motorbike racer and rider. Which I now can't do anymore, but that's okay. I found something else. But yeah, so I used to ride and race superbikes. And also a bit of a fact, sporting fact. I used to play golf, and I used to play off a handicap of 3. So I wasn't far off being pro, really. So, a couple of interesting sporty facts about me there. But again, I can't really play golf anymore, but that's okay. I've come to terms with that. So yeah, a few little things about me then. I've got a degree, I've got my mechanical engineering degree, again, which maybe people wouldn't know, because that, you know, they just see me as Jim the swimmer. A couple of few interesting facts there.
Brilliant. And where can people get hold of you?
Basically, I'm on Instagram, which is Wild Swim Gym on Instagram. So Swim Gym, that's another one that I've got. So you can find me on there. I'm on Facebook, Jim Reed. And I'm looking at actually creating a bit of a website, a bit of a page for like a bit of a men's mental health pioneering page. So I'm on with that at the minute. So I could always, you know, release that at some point and let you know for people that just want to sort of get in touch and talk and what have you. So I'm on with that at the minute. So yeah, it's really exciting. A few things happening.
That's fantastic. It's amazing.
Really exciting.
It's beautiful. This all sums up about, you know, seeing the beauty in just the most horrible moments and then being humble for it, having gratitude for it, and look what you've come and you've built that resilience and what.
Yeah, and just a couple of things. Like, I know on my social media, I've just put a post on about gratitude. Actually, I've just put a post on about gratitude and also I spoke about resilience. It's just so important. You know, I'm so grateful to where I am now, what I have, and all the people that have helped me. And people like yourself, Simon, you know, you're fantastic people that I've had the pleasure. And this is what I mean. If I didn't have this accident and these horrible things that happened to me, I wouldn't have met people like you, you know, and my training partner,
Simon. Great, thank you.
My training partner, Simon, and you know, I wouldn't have met these amazing people that are doing amazing things and inspiring things, and you know, it's like yourself with these. It's just I wouldn't have had the opportunity to speak to you if this hadn't happened to me. I would be miserable, still in the same job that I didn't like, that I used to moan about every day. You know, I was counting the days till retirement. So yeah, it just shows you how grateful you can be, and again, resilience, just to carry on, the gratitude side of it. When I broke my back for the second time as well, which people don't know about, again, it's having that resilience to say, come on, you've done this before, you've broke it before, let's go again, let's start again and just go through it again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. So just to go back to the Instagram account, you are obviously instagram.com/ swimgym58.
Swimgym58, that's the one. Yeah, I had a couple and I was getting mugged up. So I've got a couple on Instagram and I've got the Facebook as well. And I'm also, like I said, I'm creating this website, and that's Wild Swim Gym, which isn't sorted at the yet. Brilliant. And obviously, my documentary is called Wild Swim Gym. So yeah, that's my Instagram account, guys. So feel free to follow it, and you know, any questions or anything you've got, feel free to contact me. I'm just here to help, and I just want to help others. And
beautiful.
Yeah, be here for people.
So look, this is the final question. So. A bit more with for a moment, but regular listeners to this will know what this question is. So you're on your bed. It's the last day on the planet. You're all at peace. You're happy. You know, you're not in pain or anything like that. But everything you've created, all the films, everything you've written, this podcast, all that kind of stuff, no longer here anymore. And you've got the opportunity to give one last piece of advice to the rest of the human race. What would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. Putting me on the spot there. So yeah, I think for me, I'm all about resilience, and I'm all about sort of just being grateful. So I think one piece of advice, you know, I don't want to sort of preach to people, but I think for me, it's just to keep going. Never ever just give up. Never give up on things that you think aren't, you know, that you think aren't achievable. Just give them a go, keep going with it. And you know, the resilience side of it, I'm quite supportive of, because if I didn't, you know, have that drive and resilience, again, I probably wouldn't be here today. So for me, you know, the last day on earth, my advice would be just to be, you know, just to keep going, don't give up, and just keep at these things.
Beautiful. Jim, it has been an utter pleasure, my friend. Really love it. And I'll just look at your Instagram account, that lovely picture of you. You're looking out, you've got a bobble hat on, you're just looking out across the water, and you're talking about contemplation. Yeah, it's brilliant. So, and you're talking
just contemplation, being resilient, and just being grateful and thankful for everything that, you know, we're all human beings. We're here on this planet once. We only get one shot at it. So just keep going. Just try something different. Don't be scared of it. just go for it.
Well, brilliant. Jim, I'm really pleased to have met you and to have spent this time with you. I'm sure the listeners will as well. So once again, thank you very much, sir. You've been an absolute total superstar. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to you as well, Simon. And, you know, it's been a pleasure, like I say, meeting you. I wouldn't have had this experience if this hadn't happened to me. So yeah, brilliant. Honestly, you're such a great guy, very inspiring. And yeah, it's been lovely to speak to you today. And I'm sure we'll speak a lot in again.
Oh, we will. We will, mate. Yeah, we've got loads of things coming. All right, buddy. Well, look, thank you so much. And people, look, if you're listening to this, do go and follow Jim, see what it's about. Go onto the website. We'll put all the links there. When your website is live, I'll go back and just add that to the link. But we've got more podcasts coming up. So stay tuned and thank you very much for listening. All the best. Goodbye.